ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
But the focus and attention is on that light that is blinking. When the service is over, without fail, you can be sure that that child and all the kids that are around here, this is the center of attraction. Because, I mean, there's just something in children that makes them to be curious. What is this that is blinking there? Where is the source of that lamp? Is it the light? What kind of light? Why is it showing color red, color yellow, color blue? Children are curious. And then children can easily be swayed by deception. It's the same thing for spiritual children. The same character. And that's why you and I must grow. Because he said that we will be no more children tossed away by every wind of trotting, but that we may grow up. That's the expectation of God. And that's why we need to grow. So children, just like it happened in the natural, can be taught and molded into learning. Children can be taught and molded into learning. What are the threats to spiritual growth today? I'd like to highlight it. We live in an age that if you are not careful, you will be tossed around by every wind of doctrine. So what are the prevailing mindset? Number one, rationalism. Rationalism. This is the mindset that rejects the supernatural. If you're a Christian and you don't believe in the supernatural, you can't grow. You don't believe that God has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness, you'll be struggling. So, the concept of rationalism is a mindset that rejects the supernatural and says life is only judged by the laws of nature. So, if something is not reasonable, then I don't take it. Hey, the downside of that is very simple. You will exalt reason above the leading of the Holy Spirit, and then it moves you into skepticism and atheism. So, there are Christians atheists. You are supposed to be led by the Spirit. You are not supposed to be led by your mind. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are what? They are the sons. They are not children. They are not children anymore. They are sons. So they've grown from being a child into becoming a son. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So Hebrews 11:6 settles it. Whoever comes to God must believe that God is what? His. And then he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So threats to spiritual growth, number one, rationalism. Secondly, biblical critics or criticism. Biblical criticism. It might surprise you, there is a mindset that attacks every biblical doctrine. And sometimes they claim nowadays that the Bible is not absolute. For living. The Bible is an opinion. Some people even say, oh, the Bible is just an opinion of the Jewish. Some people say Christianity is a white man's religion. So, biblical criticism, that's if you hold that mindset, you can't grow. Because the things of the Spirit, the Bible says, they are foolishness to the carnal mind. The things of the Spirit, they are foolishness to the carnal mind. So, We can't hold that. The Bible talks about the summary of this kingdom, Romans 14, 17, that everything about the kingdom of God has to do with joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Thirdly, third threat today, these are just mindsets that people hold, and sometimes they are heard by Christians, the ones who are supposed to know better. Theological liberalism. So people, this is the mindset that are told that the Bible has gray areas, so not necessarily is the word of God. Some people believe Jesus came and all that. And so let's just see what we can copy and then live our lives as long as at the end of the day we become a good person. And you see, theological liberalism, you can't grow if you hold that mindset. And in the modern age now, people have taken the subject of grace to another level, the subject of mercy. Those are theological liberalism. You can do all that you can do, and then you can do certain things, and God doesn't mind. He's a good father. He will overlook you. It doesn't matter how you live. What matters, your faith is your heart. Theological liberalism. If you hold that mindset, you cannot grow spiritually. The next one, humanism. These last two that I'm going to mention, they are the things that we are confronted with. And IKEA is not taking. I'm saying this to you because I have to now research it to be convinced. IKEA is not taking. Like the Bible says, even if it is possible, the elect will be deceived. This last two that I want to mention, because they are the prevailing mindset in our world today. I listened to a Richard Branson of this world. These are things that they promote. I listened to an Obama of this world. These are things that they promote. I'll tell you the details. Let's go. Humanism. This concept promotes that there is no absolute truth anywhere. Human beings are gods in the things that they feel and find to do. So if I feel that I'm no more a man and I feel like I'm a woman, then as long as I feel it within my human right, I'm permitted to be a woman. I'm not confusing you, but these are prevailing mindset. When you open your Instagram, you open your Facebook, these are things that are sold to us on a daily basis. But hey, if you hold that mindset, and maybe because you've been preached to that there is heaven and there is hell, and you don't want to go to hell, that's why you are holding on to Christianity one part, so that at the end of the day, if anything falls, you can fall at the right side. No, I'm saying that God is the absolute. What is right with God. What is wrong with God. I can't imagine using bathroom anywhere in Nigeria. And a woman showed up. And we are washing hands. Or you as a woman, you go to Ikeja Mall today and risk you show up. It's a risk. But hey, what does humanity? Hey, everybody is free to do whatever they want to do as long as that is what they choose to do. If you try to talk your homophobia or whatever phobia they want to put it, you are discriminating. Everybody can choose what they choose to be. Hey, you can develop your own benchmark. So after all, we are all gods. You know, the gods that they are mentioning is not what David referenced in Psalm 82, verse 5. So, humanism. Every belief system is personal. Just worship your God. Let me worship my God. Nothing spoiled. As long as it's good, and I feel it's good, we are good to go. And if you ask me, brothers and sisters, life without boundaries leads to chaos. And most of the things we are experiencing today It's just those lives without boundary. Let me tell you something, for example. The people who started the feminist movement, they are now shocked at how the thing turned out to be, because they are just crying that give women opportunity. But some people have hijacked that and threw it overboard. And said, you don't need a man, you don't need a family, you can just do whatever you have done. As long as you feel right, it's cool with you, you can feel it. And you know that's another language under humanism. I can't feel it, so I'm not going to accept it because I can't feel it. Like I'm preaching now, some people can't feel it, so they are not accepting it. It's okay. And then the last one, the New Age movement, is a threat to spiritual growth. The New Age movement. This is a mindset I say, no one can claim custody of any belief. What we have is a universal fatherhood of God and then the brotherhood of men. So we live by every situation. So situational ethics for living. Don't judge anyone. All that we are promoting at the end of the day is one love, one peace, one religion, one world government. Can you hear all those things in some of the programs that we do all around? Some of us, we follow those who promote these agendas and we don't even know. But they are threats to your growth. The New Age movement says we have one big umbrella and any world religion is just one umbrella under the big umbrella. The big umbrella is the fatherhood of God. The other religion in small, small bits is a brotherhood. And the main subject everybody promotes is love. But hey, have you, as a Christian, look at that love? What is it? The love of God is selfless, isn't it? The love of God is sacrificial. The love of God doesn't focus on self. The love of God drives away all our fears. First Corinthians chapter 2. So those five things, we can't hold them as mindset if we want to grow. No. Rationalism. We use our mind, but we use the mind of Christ that is in us. Biblical critics. I believe that the Bible is true. From Genesis to Revelation. I don't know what you believe. He said all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and it is profitable. And he listed it for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction, for correction. In righteousness, he said that the man of God, the woman of God, may be thoroughly furnished, equipped unto every good work. There's nothing to her to eat. Theological liberalism. Don't let any man deceive you. If you don't serve God, you don't follow him, I'm not sure your place is guaranteed with him. This is not sacrifice. It's not babalawo that you can appease the God. If you do what is just and right, hey, you get the reward. If you do otherwise, you also get equal rewards. Humanism, New Age movement. What was 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11 in the New Message, in the Message translation? It said, which we may declare that your life of faith is a response to God's power, not to some fancy mental or emotional footwork by me or anyone else. Well, of course, we have plenty of wisdom to pass on to you once you get your feet on firm spiritual ground. But it's not like the popular wisdom, the fashionable wisdom of the high-priced expert that will be out of date in a year or so. God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep into the interior of his purposes. You don't find it lying around on the surface. It's not the latest message, but more like the oldest, but what God determined as the way to bring out his blessing in us long before we ever arrived on this scene. The experts of our days haven't not a clue about what this eternal plan is. If they had, they wouldn't have killed the master of the God-designed life on a cross. That's why we have this scripture text. No one's ever seen or heard anything like this. Never so much as imagine anything quite like it. What God has arranged for those who loved him. But you've seen and heard it because God by his Spirit has brought it all out into the open before you. The Spirit, not content to flit around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you are thinking and planning, whoever knows what you are thinking and planning except you yourself. The same with God, except that he not only knows what he is thinking. Evidently, in conclusion today, Apostle Paul didn't consider the church in Ephesus to be grown up yet. That's why he wrote them. He said, speaking the truth in love that you may grow up. I want to throw that challenge to us. And you know, in that Ephesians 4, the Bible used it, it said perfect. The word perfect means teaching maturity. The word perfect means that we might arrive at real matured manhood. God wants us to grow. And that's the starting point today. You can only grow when you read and meditate in the word of God. That's where you discover his plan for your life. That's where you discover his mind and his eternal agenda, even for human beings. Man, redemption, and ultimately what God expects of man. That's where you can determine where you're coming from, where you are going. You can see it in the word of God. So God expects us to grow so that we will no more be children tossed away by every wind of doctrine. People are beginning to shipwreck their faith. I said to people, it's not because of the economy that people don't like church anymore. It's because of the state of their heart. It's the state of our heart. Because when the economy improves, which we are believing and trusting that it will improve, what we are saying is that will church be empty at that time? Probably. But I'm not in church because of what I stand to get from God. I'm in church because I know I have, man is an eternal spirit. I know I must have a relationship with the living God. I'm not in church because of it is a fad that everybody must be born again. No, that's not. Or all my friends are born again. Even if you come to church that way, but hey, you must grow to understand the whole essence of what church is all about. Praise the Lord. God plants you in physical family so that you can grow. He also plants you in spiritual family so that you can grow. Some people have never been exposed to truth in all their lives. So God brings you into spiritual family because his household is the grand and the pillar of truth. Some people have never been confronted in their lives that you are right or you are wrong. So God brings you into a spiritual family where somebody can take you up. Brother, sister, hey, that is not the way to go on this matter. Some people have never been advised. They don't have any advice. They don't have any counselor. They just run live at you. See? So God brings you into his family. First, he puts the Holy Spirit in your heart so that he can lead and guide you. And then he plants people around you who can also give you counsel. Because his word says, in the multitude of counsel, there is what? There is safety. So God wants us to grow. And to locate ourselves, please, consider it, that physical stages. Are you a baby? Are you a child? Or are you an adult? Whichever way, you still need to grow. And we'll continue from that place next week. But please, before I close today, Joshua 1:8. If you can give me in the message and amplified, I will. It said, don't for a minute. And you see, don't for a minute let this book of the Revelation be out of your mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, consistency, making sure you practice everything written in it. Even in the bit of practice, just like a small child, you may hit yourself, you may hit an object, get up, dust yourself, and then just keep practicing it. He said, make sure that you practice everything written in it, then you will get where you are going, then you will get to where you are going, and then you will succeed. You will succeed. He said, this book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night. Like I said earlier on, when you want to test whether you are growing, when last have you done a word study? When last have you done a phrase study? When last have you written something down that you want to practice in your faith walk? When last have you believed God and you have received answer to your prayers? Because these are things you measure. Somebody say, oh, when I first gave my heart to Christ, before I even ask like this, God has answered. Yes. But hey, over time, you have been asking and you have not received answer because God wants you to grow. He wants you to grow. Know how to do it so that you can begin to do it on behalf of other people. You are no more, nobody is feeding you anymore in that real sense. Hey, you are also feeding other. As you are being fed, you are feeding other. That's why Hebrews, he was writing to the Hebrews. He said, hey, you these Hebrew believers, the time you are supposed to be cracking bone, you are still looking for somebody to feed you with the milk. He said, you are unskillful in the word of righteousness. I pray, and that's my prayer, that none of us will shipwreck our faith. None of us will lose our wonders. Because that's one of the things, as we start next week, to build on this, you must never lose your wonder. That's why, I mean, the Holy Spirit will ever, if you're hungry, if you're thirsty, will ever show you what to do so that you can grow. I pray that this week will be a week of divine favor for us, a week of divine opportunity for us, in the precious name of Jesus. Can we stand? Can we stand this morning? Can we stand together? I want us to just thank the Lord. Let's just give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him worship from your heart this morning. Aren't you glad that you have a relationship with this living God? Aren't you glad that He has made provision for you? He's not thinking about how you will grow. Yes, He has made all the provision for you. He has made all the provision for you. Aren't you glad that you have the Bible? It's not just something that the priest will come and read and whatever they say, that's what you take. No, you have access to the word of life. And aren't you glad that you can come boldly to this throne of grace? Why don't you just go ahead and express yourself to Him this morning? Thank Him for this privilege. Thank Him for this privilege. There was a time that it was only the high priest that can access His throne. Here we have today the greatest high priest of all has maybe made it possible for us. We have access. We have access. We have access. We can come boldly, not cowardly, to the throne of grace. Why don't you just give Him praise? He said, giving thanks unto God our Father who has made us to be partakers of this blessing. He said, we are blessed with every spiritual blessings in heavenly places by Christ Jesus. Why don't you just go ahead?
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,